listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll tell you why I'm thanking you when we continue. Stay with us.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So incredibly jazzed about what we're about to do, because not only have we seen you be faithful again to help us with something very important, I've got the most exciting challenge we may have ever put at your doorstep. Don't go away. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When I got the Bible, I really love to read. So when I received Bible from the church, and I really love to read and read it again and research. And because of those reading, that God is really placed in my heart.
Because of those reading, the reading of God's Word, because of that, it is a blessing in my heart, says Mr. Meng, who is from Cambodia in Asia, where it is very difficult to get a Bible. And it is just another in a litany of testimonies of people who've been given a Bible through Bible League, where their life has been changed. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It's a big, busy afternoon. We are thankful to have you here. And I'm hopeful that you will stay with us for the duration of this hour, because we have got something very exciting to unveil to you. Before we went on the air today, I got word that for every person that is willing to take the $25 challenge, and I'm going to tell you what that is, but if you are willing to do the $25 challenge this hour, guess what's going to happen? Another person is going to match every dollar you give, every Bible we supply, for every single person that takes the $25 challenge. Now, what is the $25 challenge? Kev, tell us what it is. Well, it's this. It's $25 a month for 12 months. $25 a month for 12 months. It's a total of $300. If you give a one-time gift of $300, if you give $25 a month times 12, they are going to match every single Bible that you give. So if we had 10 people give the $25 a month challenge in the next 10 minutes, that's $3,000. This other person's going to do $3,000. You see what I'm doing? It's just when you think about the math here and the number of Bibles it's going to supply, it should just blow your mind and say, how can we maximize this? Well, first of all, there's several ways. One, if you're listening and you've already given a gift to Bible League this year, I want you to start praying right now. I want you to pray for the outcome of this hour, that this hour would be effective, that God would draw the right people to the radio, they'd hear what they needed to hear, that God's Holy Spirit would work his work in their life, and that they would respond. I'm all in favor of stacking the team. I believe we should be working towards the outcome. So I believe you should pray that people will be convicted and that they'll give and that they'll be excited about it and that we'll be enthusiastic about doing God's Word, because I don't take shame in that. Doing God's Word's amazing. It's amazing stuff. And think about all the people that are going to be blessed because of it. So if you've already given, please pray. If you haven't yet given, this hour I want you to consider giving. Because if you can do the $25 a month times 12 months, the $300 gift, if you can give $300 a single time, if you can do a multiple of $300, every gift that's $300 that comes in this hour qualifies for the match. So $25 a month, one time $300, maybe you can do $900. Well, someone else is going to step and do the $900 as well. So it's exciting. It's very exciting. The $25 challenge is on. Every person that can do $25 a month times 12 months is going to be matched this hour. So please go to the phone, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Now, if that's not sufficient excitement at what's going to happen here, I've welcomed back Michael Woolworth, who knows all about The worst parts of the world without Bibles, because the Bible League has titled it in years past a Bible famine. There's these places where the Bible can't be easily accessed. And we've talked about that in years past. This year, Michael, the theme is Till the Whole World Knows. It's the 80th anniversary of Bible League. This is a long-standing, ongoing work that the founders of the Bible League saw years ago and said, if we can just get Bibles into the hands of people who need them, God can do the rest. Like, let's get the Bibles to the people that are asking for them. So there's a lot to celebrate, but there's a lot to be mindful of, and that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, Kevin, great to be with you today. Thank you, listeners, for not merely tuning in, but responding and doing so very, very generously.
And thanks to our challenger, our matching gift
challenger.
And
thank you, challenger. You know what? That person and the people listening right now, Kevin, they take the gospel very, very seriously. You know why? Because they have a host in Kevin McCullough, who takes the gospel very, very seriously. This is kingdom business today. It's holy work. And so that's why I'm always delighted to hop on a plane from Chicago and come to New York City. And, you know, I was in your city yesterday. I sensed the somber attitude, obviously, on the anniversary of 9/11. You know what amazes me about the people of this area? You not only have a great love for your city and your tri-state region, but you have the ability to look abroad and to empathize, to really put yourself in the shoes of people half a world away that are crying out for something. You know what? We're not asking for clean water, food, shelter, medicine. All of those things are very, very important. In fact, as an international ministry, our work often overlaps with both secular and Christian organizations who do those things very, very well. But as we go through this hour and you hear from these heroes of the faith by way of audio cuts, they're not asking for those things. They're asking for what? The Word of God. Because there is a cry, Kevin, all over the world. It's a pandemic. People cannot access the Bible. Government corruption. Majority religions in their area. Poverty. Remoteness. There's a lot of other reasons we'll talk about as we go along. But if you can imagine 10 Christians in places like Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, Europe, in some places, 9 of those would not have a Bible. You'd say, wow, that is a Bible famine, isn't it?
Hmm.
And that's why we're doing something about it today through this campaign. Till the Whole World Knows. It is a hymn from about 100 years ago. A guy by the name of Ackley. I can remember singing this as a kid at missions conferences at my church. But we want to do this, and we want to bless these. We know what we call them? Waiting Christians. What are they doing? They're waiting for a Bible. And Kevin, I do get to travel with Bible League all over the world. Been to some really interesting places recently. And you know what I tell these believers? I'm taking your message to the American radio public, and I can assure you it's not going to fall on deaf ears.
Mm.
It's not going to fall on deaf ears.
So friends, right now, and I really want you to understand that this is a unique opportunity. If you can give a gift of $25 a month for 12 months right now, someone is waiting in the wings to say, I'm going to match that, and every single gift that comes in this hour of that denomination or multiple of it is going to do the same thing. So please make the opportunity a reality right now. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Now, in that opening soundbite with Mr. Meng, you said, Kev, he's a member of Pastor Alino's church.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Pastor Alino, and why is that significant?
Yeah, who's Pastor Alino? Well, he's in Cambodia, near the capital city there of Phnom Penh, an evangelical pastor that lost his parents to the Khmer Rouge regime. You know your history. You know Pol Pot.
Mm-hmm.
And the killing fields. 2 million people by the late 70s killed right there in their own country. I can tell you that he would live with unforgiveness for many years until he prayed a prayer. What was it? God, I need to forgive what happened to my parents, and I want to see growth in my church. The growth came, Kevin, and it came very, very quickly. And when the dust settled, who was one of the new members of his church? A man by the name of Sarong. Who was Sarong? 75 years of age. Guess what? A former member of the Khmer Rouge regime. It was determined by a UN war crimes tribunal that this man did not kill anybody, nor did he order the killing of anybody. So they let him go, but many people went to jail because of those crimes. But I can tell you, is that not evidence of how God makes all things new? Here's a pastor who lived with unforgiveness for many, many years. I'll mention, too, that he and his wife lost a son to poor sanitation conditions. But I tell you what, they live in Cambodia, which is a communist country. They cannot access the Bible. But there are 100 new Christians, Kevin, that need the word today.
And you can help supply them, friends. For every person that does the $25 a month for 12-month challenge in this hour, you're going to be supplying 60 Bibles over the course of the next year. If there's 100 in Pastor Alino's congregation that need Bibles right now, I need two people to take that challenge, and we'll more than supply those 100 Bibles. Come on, right now, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Exciting, exciting challenge. $25 a month times 12, being matched this hour, all hour long. Call 844-YES-WORD. Go online, am570themission.com. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Recently, some longtime listeners to Kevin McCullough Radio told us about how they had a certain budget for an engagement ring. They stopped at multiple jewelers and saw what their money could buy. Then they visited Lord's Diamonds, and with the same budget, they were able to purchase a better quality diamond in a more beautiful setting that they helped design. They could not stop raving about both the ring and how happy they were that they went to Lord's Diamonds. The place for engagement rings is Lord's Diamonds. I've been telling you that for years. That's why I urge you, my friends, family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and our good friend Anu. She's honest, has integrity, good Christian values. I've purchased pieces from Lord's Diamonds, and I urge you to visit them as well. An engagement ring can become a family heirloom, so don't settle. Get a ring you'll love for a lifetime and beyond. Mention Kevin McCullough Radio for up to $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
If you're a baby boomer with $100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with $100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
What if I told you that getting multiple servings of vegetables each day could be really easy? Amanda Williams here from Invite Health to tell you about a new product called SmartServe. The USDA recommends 3 cups of vegetables per day, but if you're on the go, getting your vegetables can be a lot harder than you think. Each serving of Invite's SmartServe vegetable blend supplies 1 complete USDA serving of green leafy vegetables. That's right, 1 serving and you're done. These SmartServe capsules are from South Carolina and are organic and non-GMO, free of gluten and starch. Buy 1 bottle of SmartServe at retail price and you get the 2nd bottle for free, including free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-459-2272 to order now. That's 800-459-2272 or visit invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Another Salem Business Breakfast is happening on Thursday, October the 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Join us for an amazing breakfast and learn how to build great business relationships during our panel discussion with Steve Adubato of PBS, featuring Mitch Modell of Modell Sporting Goods and Joan Herman of Host of Conversations with Joan. And our sister stations, Joe Piscopo and the morning team, AM 970, will be broadcasting live 6 to 10 from the college. Register for your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast now, October the 11th at AM 570themission.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invite you to experience a special event coming to movie theaters for 3 days only.
Moses, deliver my people out of bondage and into the land of promise.
An epic Bible story adventure for the whole family. Prepare for a journey out of Egypt on a quest to reach the promised land in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Let my people go!
Moses, in movie theaters for 3 days only, September 13th, 15th, and 20th. For a theater location near you, go to MosesEvent.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you so much for those of you that have been calling in the last few minutes. We told you that this hour is all about the $25 challenge, and I think that's doable by almost everybody that listens to the show. I mean, $25 over the course of 1 month, you do that for 10 months, you're going to supply 60 Bibles for people that need them. And I'm so grateful, I'm so earnestly grateful for the person that has generously decided to make this matching challenge. But friends, that's this hour. 25 times 12 months equals 60 Bibles delivered, and they're going to match every single gift that comes in of that denomination or a multiple of it. So if you do like $300 a month, or $100 a month or whatever, that is a multiple of the $25 a month, they're going to match every dollar given. So please, please, please don't let this be the time you sit back and say, I'm going to listen to more interesting stories from Michael and Kev. No. We want you to listen, but we want you to take action because that's the reason we're doing this. There are people that need what the Bible has to offer. Sometimes it even delivers them from very dangerous circumstances.
In Madagascar, many person in rainforest practice the witchcraft, but in this church, they have many testimony that the people who practice, who worship idols before, is become believer of Jesus Christ. And right now, they serve God in this church, and they help this church, they help the pastor to make him grow.
Did you hear what that young man said? His name's Hobie or Hobby?
Hobie.
It'd be good if we turned Michael's microphone on. Yeah. His name's Hobie.
Hobie.
And Hobie said in that they were delivered from witchcraft, and now they serve in the church.
Yeah.
Michael, we don't hear stories like that very often in America. Well, first of all, if people are practicing witchcraft, we don't ever talk about that, and they don't admit it. But in this, where he's from, Madagascar, it's more common. But they're practicing witchcraft. The gospel comes into contact with them. They trust Jesus, and now they're following Jesus and they're serving in the church. That's the power of the gospel at work. That's what we're doing with every one of these $25 challenges that are being called in this hour. That's why Bible League does what it does.
Yeah, you know, some of the stories I share, you're like, that's reasonable. Others, you're like, it makes you squint, right?
Yeah,
like,
blink, blink.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you what this man's talking about. Hobie is in Madagascar, the island nation of Africa. I guess we probably know more about Madagascar because DreamWorks did all those
kids' movies, right?
So, hey,
the funny monkeys or lemurs
stuff.
Or whatever they are.
Good stuff. Hey, he's telling the story about a woman by the name of Lally. Who is Lally? The former village witch doctor in a rainforest village deep in the heart of Madagascar, Africa. Talk about a remote part of the world. Lally lost her husband. She was desperate. She had children. And I can tell you that as the village witch doctor, one that would use what? Sorcery, black magic, voodoo, these sorts of things to give spiritual guidance and protection from evil spirits for families in her part of the world. She was desperate. She actually conceived two children with men she did not know. Why? She turned to prostitution. That was her legacy to this point. But I can tell you, things would change for Lally, who had never heard the name of Jesus, Kevin. She had never heard a gospel presentation until this man, Hobie, the man you just heard about, would come to her rainforest village and confront the folly of witchcraft and present the beauty of the gospel. Now, I can tell you, long story short, when that happened, Lally would come after several weeks of going through Bible League's discipleship program. She would place her faith in Jesus Christ and receive a Malagasy Bible. In fact, the story is about a year and a half old. Last fall, I asked you, would you send a Bible to somebody like Lally? I can tell you, she took that Bible and she used it to make much of God and to introduce many to Him. Let me tell you what I mean by that. So she had this Malagasy Bible. She begins reading it from day one, Kevin. She comes to Luke 19. The account of Zacchaeus. You know the story. Jesus comes into Jericho,
right.
Encounters Zacchaeus, right? Zacchaeus is a tax collector.
He's a wee little man.
He's a wee little man. Yeah, a small guy like me, right?
Okay. Climbed up in a sycamore tree.
Come on, Kevin, you know
the Lord
text.
He wanted to see.
You know the text, right? Right? In grateful response for new life and a new heart, what does Zacchaeus do? He endeavors to make things right with those that he deceived as a tax collector. And when this woman, Lally, read that text, she knew what she had to do, and she went to dozens of families in Madagascar that she misled through witchcraft, and she urged them to follow Jesus Christ. She showed them the folly of witchcraft. She showed them the beauty of the gospel. And I can tell you, because of her faithful witness, Kevin, 250 people have come to place their faith in Jesus Christ. They're all going through Project Philip right now. They're learning what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to die to self, to live to Him. They have a desire for the Malagasy Bible, okay? And they can't get it. There's no bookstores.
And there's 250 of them. And
250 of them.
When they finish the Project Philip, that's the graduation. They're given a copy.
We promised them a Bible in the Malagasy language, right? And the English Bible does you no good. You know, inevitably, when we do these campaigns, somebody will run down to the station with a box of Bibles that's been in the garage or the basement.
We appreciate that. It doesn't really help.
Yeah, if you're a Malagasy speaker, English Bible does you no good. There is a burden with these people to get the Bible. Why? Not merely to grow spiritually themselves, but Kevin, they are turned on to the gospel and they know that Jesus is not to be kept to oneself. They have a burden to take the gospel to the next village. The next village in this rainforest region of Madagascar is a two-day walk. Kevin, they are eager to take the gospel to the next village. Wow. Now if you wonder what the value of one Bible does, this story between Hobie and Lally came down to what? One Bible, one person willing to explain the Bible, and one gracious God willing to bring this woman from the grips of spiritual darkness. And what's the result been? 250 people, half a world away in Madagascar, Africa. You may know something about it because of DreamWorks, maybe not. But I can tell you, these are the kind of stories that we're seeing at Bible League that we're a part of and listeners that you're a part of. Why? Because it's what God promises. What's He said? Tell us in Isaiah 55, my word will go forth, it will accomplish my purpose. You can bank on that.
Yeah. Friends, if that doesn't just rev your engine, man, come on. Let's not be simply hearers, but doers. And let's activate that doing right now. You've heard us for the last few days talking about the value of these Bibles. And friends, I don't know of a better opportunity to be a great steward, because if you're giving $25 a month this hour, you make that commitment to do the $25 challenge. You're going to send 60 Bibles of your own, and you're going to send 60 Bibles that someone else is going to send. So you're going to turn your 60 Bibles into 120 Bibles because of the generosity of one very faithful and obedient servant as well. Call now. That challenge this hour, $25 a month, that's the challenge. That turns into 60 Bibles. $25 a month turns into 60 Bibles. Do it for 1 year. 844-YES-WORD. That's 844-YESWORD, if it's easier to remember that. If you need the numbers, 844-937-9673. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know, his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. And it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's three layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus two free pillows when you call. Dial 800-506-2641 and use promo code WMCA. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400.
If you want to be like most people, you could trust someone else to protect your money, investments, and retirement. If you like those large firms that manage thousands of accounts and can't remember your name unless you answer a password question, then this is not for you. At Tradeway, we help you get involved in your investments. Our team will get to know you on a personal level to understand your goals. Then, we'll help you learn how to make your own investment decisions and reach those goals. Even if you have no clue where to start, we'll walk you through it. You're not like most people, so Tradeway won't act like most firms. Understanding your investments may seem like a big goal, but small steps can get you there. To learn more, call 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com. Tradeway, big goals, small steps.
Coming to Nyack College, 2 Washington Street in New York City, September 28th and 29th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text EDGE to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting EDGE to 85850. Don't forget, that's EDGE to 85850.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know, when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you so much for being here. We're talking about the number of Bibles that we can put into the hands of those who are desperate for them around the globe. Friends, we need your help. And I am so excited that someone else feels the same way. That's why they're stepping up and matching every $25 challenge that's taken this hour. $25 times 12 months equals 60 Bibles. Can you do that? $25 a month times 12 months, 60 Bibles. You could also do it $50 a month for 6 months, do the same thing. You give a one-time gift of $300. Any multiple of that is going to be matched by our challenger this hour. So please call the number 844-YES-WORD. That's 844-YES-WORD. If the letters are too small on your you can't see them on the keypad because you're looking very carefully, then use these numbers, 844-937-9673. Otherwise, 844-YES-WORD. 844-YES-WORD. You can also just give online at WMCA.com, AM570TheMission.com. Either one will get you there. Click on the Bible League banner. Michael Woolworth is with us. And Michael, we're going to play a little soundbite from a fellow named Raphael, and then I'm going to have you explain. We've talked a lot about how the persecution of Christians comes from different environments. We don't often think about maybe South America being a place where they face violence, but Raphael says that's not necessarily the case. Cut 18.
In Latin America, there are violence. Only rich people has safety, has security. Poor neighborhoods are full of corruption, are full of misery, are full of poverty. And criminals are almost at home when they are in the streets. And pastors and Christian workers face with that problems. Attackers, robbers, thieves, gangs. So that's the problem.
That's the problem. We don't think about that in America, Michael, because we have good police forces and we have safe cities. And we think about places where maybe radical extremist Islam comes and butchers people on a religious basis. But the sinful violence of the drug cartels and the gangs and just that presence causes a lot of Christians to go without Bibles in places like Colombia.
Yeah. Kevin, great to be with you today. Listeners, thank you for getting involved and becoming Bible senders. Every call, every click is a Bible closer to our big goal of 2,400 Bibles. Yeah, let's take your listeners to Colombia and address this. You might wonder, how do you change all of that criminal activity, all the detrimental news that comes from a place like Latin America? How about changing the ideology? And that's exactly what happened in the life of this man by the name of Miguel. Who is Miguel? Well, Miguel, I can tell you by about age 12 was what? He used marijuana and heroin. By his mid-teens, he committed armed robbery. By the time he was 18, Kevin, he killed a gang member, a rival gang member. It was in self-defense, but not until that man shot him five times. So this man was in the hospital. During that time, his own mother died. And then when he was released, he was essentially homeless. By this time, I can tell you that God captured his attention. What happened to Miguel? Well, Miguel, a few months down the road, was befriended by a man who invited him to a Project Philip Bible study. What is this? Well, we've talked about it. It's Christianity 101, the Gospel of John paired together. When you go through this over maybe 12 weeks period of time, you're in a good place to begin your spiritual walk. And Kevin, after 8 decades in ministry, we've seen many people come to place their faith in Jesus Christ having gone through this discipleship program. Guess who invited him? It was the brother of the man he shot and killed, a rival gang member. And this man, Miguel, could not embrace how the gospel would empower this man to not only forgive him, but to invite him to look at what?
He couldn't get his head around it.
Couldn't get his head around that. Let me tell you what's happened to this man, Miguel, since that time. He could not read. He could not write. He basically had no job. This man, this brother, invited him to a Bible-based literacy program. So we talk about engaging people with the Bible. Guess what? When you do that in places like Colombia, where the poverty is very, 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 very prominent, people can't access education. That's a problem. So we created a program many years ago that gives the gift of literacy. And as people are being introduced to how to form letters and words in Spanish, in this case, they're introduced to whom? Jesus, the great lover of their soul.
Mm.
This man, Miguel, a few years later, has a wife, children. He manages a coffee plantation. He was so turned on by this program. As a believer, He has taught many people, given them, too, the gift of literacy. And he's led 25 people to faith in Christ, Kevin, only in the last 3 months. Here's a story from Colombia. Now, let me ask you something. We can be honest about this. Do you often hear of great stories from coming from Colombia? A lot of it's like what? Drugs? Yeah,
tragedy.
Those sorts of things.
Drug, mafia, crime.
All that
stuff. What you associate. Yeah,
absolutely. But you know what? That's why this radio time is so valuable. They live where they cannot access the Bible in Spanish. We want to be able to circle back to people like Miguel, this former drug dealer, this former gangbanger. He killed a man by the time he was 18. He's now a new believer in Christ. And more than anything, he's praying for the Bible for these 25 new believers.
Friends, you can help supply those Bibles right now. Take the $25 a month challenge and be matched dollar for dollar. It's 844-937-9673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to think about a young believer, someone who's just found faith in Christ in the plains of Africa, maybe the persecuted area of Nigeria or Sudan, or maybe in a place where the government is openly cracking down on Christianity, maybe in the Muslim-dominant world where being a Christian is endangering your life, and yet none of the believers in these areas are asking for different political scenarios. What they're asking for from the church in the West is a Bible. That's why the Bible League and the campaign Till the Whole World Knows is eager to send 2,400 Bibles to Christians in these persecuted areas. If you give a Bible right now, someone else is going to give another Bible. And if you can give a 30 Bible gift, that would be $150 for 30 Bibles. They're $5 each. Then someone else is going to turn that gift into 60 Bibles just for giving it in the next 10 minutes. But you need to call now. Imagine how many Christians will be found when those 2,400 Bibles are distributed. 844-YES-WORD. That's 844-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code THEMISSION.
A special 25th anniversary performance of Savior, a Modern Oratorio, will take place at Carnegie Hall on October 1st at 7 p.m. Brought to you by True North Presents. Savior is a beautiful modern masterwork, fusing classical patterns with contemporary forms and featuring some of Christian music's finest voices, including the legendary Larnell Harris, worship leader Travis Cottrell, Annie Dupree of the Annie Moses Band, Gaither Vocal Band singer Wes Hampton, and Scott Lawrence from Veritas, along with a 200-voice choir and orchestra directed by David Hamilton. Tickets range from $15 to $45. For tickets, go to carnegiehall.org. And for a 10% discount on tickets, use code SAV29512. That's SAV29512. Savior at Carnegie Hall, October 1st. Brought to you by True North Presents.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We've got such enthusiastic people that listen to this radio station and listen to this broadcast every day and say, God, if you're calling me to give a Bible to someone who needs one, I want to be quick to do that, quick to obey. And I'm just grateful for every one of you that follow that leading. I've said this so many times over the years, but I can never tell you what the right amount is for you to give. I can't do that. What I can encourage you to do is to say, hey, look at the need. Hey, look at the solution, in this case being put forward by Bible League. Look at the opportunity it is to marry that need with that solution, and look at the results, and look at what Bible League has done. And when it's not often you've got an organization that you can say, you know, for the last 80 years, they've done this faithfully. I would hearken to say you have any friends you could trust for 80 years that, you know, never let you down, kept integrity throughout that. We're just broken, flawed people. We just have, you know, things that go wrong. But for 80 years, Bible League has stood the post. They've shined the light. They've said, you know what, we're going to stand here and we're going to give Bibles out to people that are in need of them, especially if they can't access them in their portions of the world. And that's just encouragement to my own walk, to my own need to understand what faithfulness looks like. So I owe a big debt of thanks, Michael, to Bible League as an organization. And having been able to give and to watch my dollars go to Bibles and to be able to be used in ways that change mm-hmm. people's mm-hmm. life is something that I'm mm-hmm. really grateful for, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the testimony of why we have this matching challenge this hour. I mm-hmm. think that there's someone else who believes everything I just said, and they backed it up by saying, so today, for every person that does the $25 challenge, $25 a month times 12 months, every single person that does that, I'm going to match that dollar for dollar. I'm going to match that Bible for Bible. You do $25 a month times 12 months, you're going to deliver 60 Bibles into people's hands that are so hungry for them right now that they would prefer them almost over everything else in life. Mm-hmm. 844-YES-WORD is the number, 844-937-9673. You can also give online at am570themission.com, 844-937-9673. Michael, we've traveled all over the world over the last few days, and we're going back to the Middle East for this next story. We're going to have you tell the story, but first, here's a little bit of what Mahmoud, who is in that story, had to say.
I was born and brought up in a Muslim family. I started reading the Bible not to know the Word of God, but to find out the faults. So when I began to read the Bible, slowly the Word of God inspired me, and it has shown there is no mistakes in the Bible. So I realized that I am a sinner. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ. And also when I completed my studies in the college, I want to have a training there, because most of my community people are perishing by just blind belief, because they don't know the Word of God.
They don't know the Word of God. And he set out, kind of reminds me of Lee Strobel's testimony. He set out to find the faults with Christianity and the Bible, and the Bible convinced him otherwise. Then this happens in Muslim countries.
It is happening around the world, Kevin. Hey, let me tell you the story of Mahmoud. What did he do? Just like you said, he took a Bible from a bold, patient Christian, not because he cherished the Bible, but because what? He wanted to disprove it. This man had been instrumental in starting opening 15 mosques in his part of the world. I won't identify where he's at, but let's just leave it as he's in the Middle East. You know what happens there, right? It's terror cells, right? ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. If you live here, you're likely a Muslim. If you're a Christian, you're in a very, very small minority. So here's Mahmoud. He takes this Bible, begins to open it. What's he want to do? Find the flaws in Christianity. But God had another plan for this man. He would see that he was a sinner, and there was no other name under heaven by which to be saved except Jesus Christ. Now, I can tell you, long story short, Mahmoud would become a believer, and he would live with the grief, Kevin, of having led many people in his mind into spiritual darkness. Hmm. And this was also a man who espoused that holy jihad was perfectly acceptable. To what? Harm, kill people in the name of Allah and religion. And so this was certainly a man that could be classified as a militant Muslim in the Middle East. And again, he lived with the grief of opening 15 mosques. But I can tell you, he countered that by endeavoring to what? Plant 15 churches throughout the Middle East. Kevin, that was 2 years ago, and if the story sounds familiar, it's because I was here last fall asking you to send 200 Bibles to new believers in Mahmoud's churches, right?
Wow.
I can tell you today he's 12 churches into that endeavor to open 12 of 15. They're about 75 members each. I can tell you that almost all of them are either a former atheist, former Muslim, some of those militant Muslims who see in a man— in Mahmoud, a man willing to lay aside comfort and security to bring the gospel to their part of the world. Now, Kevin, when I share his story, and he's a marked man, by the way, I've seen this man, I've met this man, Mahmoud, and he said, those in authority, they know my name, they know what I'm doing, he doesn't know what the week brings, and I think of Matthew 5, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Kevin, as I hear that story, I reflect on my own life here in America. Okay, I live in the greater Chicago area. I don't have to worry if my pastor is going to be dragged out of the pulpit on a Sunday and beat unconscious in the front of our church. Don't have to worry if my church is going to be blown up or something, if I'm going to be on the receiving end of some type of terrorist attack. And I'm not saying that all Muslims are like that. Please, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is this man is laying down everything for the sake of the gospel. How much do we lay down? We're not asked to do a whole lot, are we, in terms of the things that Christians like Mahmoud deals with in the Middle East? He is very humbly asking us here in America to send the Bibles that are both needed and craved in his part of the world.
Hmm.
Kevin, when I talk about Christians in that part of the world, if you can imagine 10 of them, 9 do not have a Bible. One could easily ask, when you hear that type of statistic, how do you hide God's word in your heart if you've never even held it in your hands? So we're not only putting the Bibles into the hands of those on the receiving end, but also into their hearts.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Have you called? 844-YES-WORD, 844-937-9673. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hey, listen, Landmark Capital, my tremendous sponsor, is back at it again. They are offering you a very special gold coin as part of a huge drawing this fall, and I hope that you'll sign up and register and participate now. Back in 1915, the value of money and the value of an ounce of gold was quite different than today. Back then, a loaf of bread cost 7 cents, a gallon of gas was 15 cents, the average home cost $3,200. Woodrow Wilson coined the phrase, happy days are here again. Well, now President Trump is committed to making America great again, and opening trade certainly does that. One major example of this was the building of the Panama Canal. The canal was celebrated in the United States in 1915 at the Panama Pacific International Exposition World's Fair held in San Francisco. In making America great, it connected East and West and brought together the economic powerhouses of the world. Well, now we would like to commemorate that coming together of trade being expanded, just like the president is trying to expand trade, and award you a 1915 St. Gaudens gold coin, $20 1 ounce gold coin worth nearly $2,000 today. It was minted in San Francisco, so it replicates that history and celebrates the expansion of making America great again. For your chance to win, go to am570themission.com. Register online and do so before December 9th. That's when we draw the name. The winner will be decided on December 10th and announced on my show. That's am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group a call. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are still low. So talk to Mike and Brian about how you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take out cash for home improvements, or save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you'll be treated and how simple they make this very complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in your low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Want to make the world a better place? Use your free time in a meaningful way. Don't wish that things would change. Be that change. Make New York a kinder, gentler place. Volunteer on Samaritan's Suicide Prevention Hotline and provide a helping hand for those in need. Call 1-877-SUICIDE and see if you've got what it takes to become a Samaritan's volunteer. That's 1-877-SUICIDE or go to SamaritansNYC.org. Be a friend for life.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And friends, there's only a few minutes left in this $25 challenge this hour. Have you given your gift? Please make an effort to get to the phone right now. $25 a month times 12 months. That's the challenge for this hour. I need you to call because we want to count every single challenge gift that we can get in this hour to get as many Bibles to as many people as we can. We've traveled all over the globe. We've been to Africa and the Middle East and Latin America and back to Africa and back to the Middle East and back to Latin America. But a place that Bible League is well known in, at least to the church there, the government probably not as much and probably would like them not to be as well known, but to the church, to the believers in this country, they've held a really important place for a long time, and that's the country of China.
The thing they did to him is there's a top stake, and there's a top stake he put on his head and asked him to face the wall, and they strike him. They used elbow and hit his chest and his back, and it was very painful. He said he lay in bed afterwards. He lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up, but he said at that time it was very, very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really, really hard, but the fruit is sweet. It's a joy of God.
Michael Woolworth, who is that?
That's a woman by the name of Esther. Who's she talking about? A pastor by the name of Katsu. He's an evangelical pastor outside of Beijing, China, the superpower where the Communist Party wants to see an end to Christianity, but it continues to grow in unprecedented numbers. Who's this man, Katsu? Beaten, jailed many times for the cause of Christ. Most recently, as Esther said, so severely he could not get up for 3 days. They told him to never speak of Jesus. They let him go. His wife didn't know if he was dead or alive. But I can tell you, a week later, a knock came on the door in the evening, Kevin. Who was it? It was a man by the name of Hayo. Who was Hayo? One of the interrogators that beat this man to a pulp. He had one question for Katsu. It was, why were you at such peace when we were beating you? And I can tell you that that man, Katsu, opened his door, invited that man in, opened his Mandarin Bible, and led him to faith in Jesus Christ. This man is a new believer. Why? Because at one time he was a bitter atheist. Now he's a follower of Jesus. He's led 100 people to faith in Christ, Kevin. I've got a Mandarin Bible right here. You know what? I open this. The beautiful Mandarin language means nothing to me. It means nothing to you. Why? We don't speak Mandarin. But to people like Hayo and these new believers, they would give anything for what I hold in my right hand today, and you can send it.
Hayo needs another 100 Bibles, friends. Can you help us? If you take the $25 challenge and get it matched right now, that one challenge and match would supply 120 Bibles. Please go to the phone right now. Every $25 challenge matched to the top of this hour. 844-YES-WORD. 844-937-9673. 844-YES-WORD or AM570themission.com.